Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, if you want more from us, then please do consider checking out Red Men Plus as a club legend. That is the top tier that gets you extra perks and benefits, access to our exclusive club legend Discord chat. It will also give you free merchandise every year and a whole host of bonus features. Get involved on our club legends show. You can be on a show with the cast and crew of Red Men TV every week, and a whole host of extra bonus perks, as well as all the usual brilliant videos and podcasts. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up as a club legend. Hey guys, hope you're well. You're about to watch a clip from our latest edition of our Liverpool Library series. I spoke to authors Phil McNulty and Jim White, authors of Red on Red, the brilliant book about a massive rivalry between Liverpool and Manchester United. So yeah, the entire show is streaming right now in video and podcast form over on redmenplus.com. So go over there and check it out. But yeah, here's a clip from me, Phil and Jim.
But we haven't really ever seen these two teams who are rivals at the top of the table together. It's always been one or the other. Almost like trying to catch each other. Ferguson says, knocking them off the pitch, that famous quote he says. That is strange, isn't it? You've never, like, Barca and Real Madrid are ranging themselves 2-2-2. We've never really seen that, and yet the hatred and the rivalry still
there.
It
was very strange when we started looking into it that the first big game we found where they met each other was the 1977 FA Cup final. And you think, well, you know, Liverpool, great era under Shankly in the 60s. United, great era under Busby in the 60s, and yet they missed each other. And there are other little things as well. As you say, there's never been a close Manchester City-Liverpool-style title race between United and Liverpool. We spoke to Robbie O'Neill, the actor, and he came out with a great quote. He said, if the recent title races have been between Liverpool and United rather than Liverpool and City, he said, they'd be making films about them.
Yeah.
He said, it's Ali versus Frazier again in football terms. And it is amazing how they just managed to miss each other, even when in the 2000s, quite a lot of years, 3 out of 4 semi-finalists in the Champions League were the English clubs. Liverpool and Manchester United always missed each other. Liverpool seemed to draw Chelsea every couple of years, but they always missed Manchester United for one reason or another. There was the Europa League game, which Liverpool won 2 or 3 years ago. But there is this thing where they've just missed each other. And Jim used a good phrase when we were speaking to somebody earlier, saying it's almost like there's not enough oxygen in the air to sustain both of them being massively successful at the same time. And the gap now between Liverpool and Manchester United is, in my opinion, both as clubs and as football teams, it's a chasm now.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, when one is down and the other is, one is down looking up at the other, the envy spreads right across the board. So in the director's box, you know, they're looking, how can we be more like them? You know, so we speak to Rick Parry in the book, who in the early noughties, how can we be more like United? What are we doing? What are they doing right that we're not doing? And now it's absolutely the opposite. It's everybody at Manchester United thinking, well, what are we doing? Why are we getting our recruitment wrong, whereas Liverpool are getting theirs right? And it's almost as if they're role models, and yet they're hated. Mm. It's a really interesting dynamic.
When Liverpool were at the real pinnacle, sort of 70s, 80s, Peter Robinson, who's the chief executive, used to say to people, and Jan Morby relates the story in the book, he said, things are great now, he said, but if the other lot get it right, we could be in trouble. And the other lot wasn't Everton or anybody else. The other lot was Manchester United. And Jan also said in the book that, he said, it's strange that people talk about Liverpool and Manchester United as this great title rivalry. He said, Liverpool's rivals over their great years were Nottingham Forest in the late 70s. Then it was Aston Villa when they won it in 81. Then it was Everton for 2 or 3 years. Then it was Arsenal. Even Leeds won it in that period. It was never Liverpool and United challenging each other, which is a really unusual thing when you look back at it.
I want to speak about the Dalglish Ferguson thing. That was huge. It was like, here's two guys from Scotland, not even from here, and yet I think if anyone dislikes Man United or Liverpool more, it's those two. Like, they're at odds with each other all the time. They bought into it as well. And I feel like, for example, now Liverpool with Jurgen Klopp, I don't think he will ever disdain Erik ten Hag. But it did feel like the Ferguson-Dalglish thing, it was respect, mutual respect, because of how good each other are and the roots as well from Scotland. But like, it did feel like there was real animosity there. We've kind of lost that in the modern game. I don't think we've ever really got that. Again, I reference Jurgen and Pep, who are fighting for everything, but high fives when they're drawing. Like, yeah. You don't see that with Kenny, yeah. And you don't see that with Ferguson. It felt like it was really deep-rooted within those two. And obviously, as the figureheads of both those clubs, it does drip down to everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, Ferguson, without any question, when he came to Manchester, having been at Aberdeen, where he had created a rival, he had created an enemy without for Aberdeen with the Glasgow duopoly. You know, they get all the media attention, they get all the referees, they get everything. We're going to fight them every inch of the way. He realised that worked as a tactic. And so he brought that with him to Manchester United, and who were the obvious rival? Oh, well, he knew about the rivalry in the club. No, let's play that up and build that up and make sure that's the thing we go for. Yeah, there was hidden respect, and Dalglish shall always say that Ferguson was the first person who contacted him after Hillsborough, and
when the stand was open, Kenny's stand was open, Fergie was there.
Fergie was there, and the great row that we talk about in the book. In 1988, when they're standing in the corridor having a right old go at each other, and Kenny Dalglish is holding his baby Lauren and says, "You get more sense out of her." Apparently, according to Roy Evans, they were in the boot room having a drink afterwards. Yeah. So in a sense, it's theatre. It's part of the theatre.
I think Fergie also knew that would play well with United's fans as well.
Well, they knocked them off the F and Page thing. Yeah. I mean, they have banners about it now. And yeah. I remember when they won that 20th league title, God, it was horrendous. And they turned up at Anfield with the banner saying, yeah. You told us to come back the 19th thing, here we are kind of thing. It really did. Like, United were ropey before he arrived. And, he's almost sacked at one point. Yeah. He's heading that way. But that it gave them that sense of purpose. There's the enemy. Let's go and attack them as a collective. Yeah. And it certainly worked. It was an amazing tactic for them.
Yeah, I think no one would have believed. I mean, I actually, to date myself, covered when Liverpool beat QPR to win the title in 1990. If you'd have said to anybody, it's going to be 30 years, they would have thought you were mad. Liverpool would not win the title again for 30 years. So in that time, United built up this head of steam and eventually overtook Liverpool, which was completely unthinkable at that time.
Yeah, one of the chapters here, I think it's 18-7, and we're all, it's still 18-7, and that's in 92, and fast forward 20 odd years.
You just wouldn't believe it. But I think Fergie, very early on, as Jim said, the identifiable enemy was Liverpool.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And Kenny will defend Liverpool as fiercely as Fergie would defend United. So the two of them came together like that. Yeah, they might have a drink afterwards, but when the game is on and the battle is on, they were absolutely butting heads together. Two proud Scots, but equally two proud Manchester United and Liverpool men. And that's how it came out. But now we see a more mellow relationship, don't we? As I say, they seem friendly enough now. But you can imagine if the two of them are on the touchline at the start of the season on Saturday, they'd be exactly the same.
We're speaking on the eve. Obviously, these two teams are going to have another massive clash. It's a Monday night and all that stuff's happening. What United have to do, because Liverpool managed to do it, but it took a long time to get you know back on the pitch. And they're not on there yet. Man United have still got more trophy, more Premier League titles than them. Hopefully that changes in the next few years. But as somebody follows United closely and knows a lot about them, the gap is huge. Is there any hope? What do you think that needs to happen for them to even begin to close
it's
it?
It's going to be a long answer, this.
I think in simple terms, they need new ownership.
Yeah.
You know, you at Liverpool were saved from what Manchester United are by the crash in 2008 that exposed Hicks and Gillette as the hucksters that they were. Imagine if Hicks and Gillette were still in charge of Liverpool, where you would be now. You know, ultimately, we talked about the personality of the manager, but ultimately, it's the owners. And we've had, at Manchester United since 2005, a bunch who have not invested anything, who have let everything decay, who have let the infrastructure just fester around them and fall apart. You know, they haven't put any money in. And ultimate, and then what money they have put in, they've spent really badly. That's ultimately, I think, the thing. And, you know, they've got rid of that idiot Ed Woodward, but he's brought his mate in, Richard Arnold. That's not going to change. And you know, you feel all the managers that they've had in, just when they go, managers would say this, obviously, when they go, it's sort of, you can't work there, it's impossible. You know, Louis van Gaal was saying to Ten Hag, don't take it, mate, it's a joke. Presumably, Ten Hag was given several noughts on the end of his contract and decided it was
Well, van Gaal just said it was a commercial enterprise, didn't he, rather than a football club.
So I'm afraid, ultimately, that's it. In the immediate terms, just get better organised. Listen, I tell you what, the Stretford End would be jumping up and down if it ended in a 0-0 draw on Monday.
Yeah, which in itself is a show of thing. I'm going to go back to end on a couple of stories from the book. Phil, is there any in particular that you obviously anyone you spoke to where it stands out as like a particular highlight of a really good story where someone's maybe enlightened you or something? Because I find actually, as much as you're speaking to the players, it's like you're speaking to fans who. I really like the guys in the 80s and the hooliganism and the guy who says, yeah, he called me a bin dipper and he got a point, I was a professional shopper.
Yeah,
it feels like you've spoken to a wide range of people.
Well, we did. We spoke to Steve Rotherham, who was really good. We spoke to Andy Burnham as well, as a Mancunian mayor and an Everton fan. And Steve was great, recalling the 1977 FA Cup final. He said, well, he said, we were beaten by two, and he uses a very bad word to describe the goal. He said, and you must quote me directly on that. But it does involve a player and a manager, but one of my favourite stories was told by Phil Thompson. And Phil was absolutely great. I mean, when he was talking about the good times for Liverpool, his face was wreathed in smiles. And when he was talking about the bad times, it was grimacing, typical Phil. And he said this story about when Liverpool had been knocked out in that 1999 game, and Gerard Houllier had arranged them to go away for a few days to play a local team somewhere in France. And they flew out from Manchester Airport. When they got to Manchester Airport, bad luck would have it, they were met by Manchester United flying out to a Champions League quarterfinal and obviously accompanied by an awful lot of their fans. Of course, they see Phil, who they recognise as Soccer Saturday, massive symbol of Liverpool, the fan who came from the Kop and played. So, of course, they get stuck straight into Phil. Phil said, I should have said nothing. I should have stood back. And then he said, but you know me. And he said, he started tearing into them. You know, we've won this, we've won that, you haven't. You? He said, I shouldn't have done it. He said, but I couldn't help myself. But he said, on a more serious point, he said it was one of the worst times of his career at Liverpool because it came home to him just how far ahead of Liverpool United were. And he said they then went and lost to this team of locals in France. And it sort of crystallised all the thoughts himself and Gerard Houllier had about rebuilding Liverpool, the pain of what they'd suffered at the airport, the pain of the defeat to these local guys, sort of French third division team when they won away. They came home, they decided to rebuild the team. Hippier, Henshaws, all those era of players came in. So out of that pain came the success of the treble of Liverpool won in 2001. And it was just seeing Phil's face describing it all. And also in your mind's eye, you can see Phil thinking, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm saying something. I'm tearing into them. And he was laughing at himself because he that phrase, you know me. And we think, yeah, we do know you. You're not going to sit there and take this from a load of Man United fans. It was really good.
There you have it. I hope you enjoyed that clip, guys. If you watch the full show, like I said earlier, do go over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a subscriber. That show is streaming available right now, both in video and podcast forms. Yeah, check it out, redmenplus.com.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.